האיש החפץ חיים.
בוא אל ימים, בוא אל ימים, לראותו. איי איי איי, מי האיש החפץ חיים.
Good morning, friends. Tens on duty today, Moscow 7, Ukraine, Nikolaev, Romania, Chelyabinsk, Petah Tikva 4, and Zichron Yaakov. Joy is the advice, meaning that if one overcomes in the matter of faith, to believe in the Creator who is good and benevolent, and there is above him. And one way or another, he strengthens himself and says that the Creator watches over him in good and benevolence, and he should be happy and joyous, and the joy shows how much faith he actually has. And it says about Rabbi Elimelech that when he'll come to the world of truth and he'll be told that he'll go to hell, for this he'll say, if this is the Creator's desire, then I'll jump. And this means that providence is good and benevolent, and he is always joyful. Joy is the evidence, meaning that if one overcomes in the matter of faith to believe in the Creator, who is good and benevolent, and there is none above him, although in one's present state he has nothing to be happy about, and nevertheless one strengthens himself and says that the Creator governs him and the aspect of good and benevolence. And if one's faith is true, naturally reason dictates that he should be happy and joyous. And the measure of one's joy testifies of the extent of truth that is in his faith. And it says so about the great Elimelech, who used to say that when he reaches the world of truth, if he's told that he will enter hell, he would say, if this is the Creator's will, then I'll jump. Meaning that this is the aspect of the good and benevolent providence, and thus he is always in joy. Rabash, the matter of joy. Workshop question. What should we be joyous about? Again, what should we be joyous about?
Many people, actually, in our society, many joyous things. One of them is that we meet here every morning at 3 a.m. together to sit in front of the Kabbalist who leads us, guides us, and the whole of humanity forwards towards the Creator. Let's start with that.
We can be joyous about the Creator pressuring us. In order for us to be able to see his importance from some perspective.
Yes,
we can be joyous because we have this kli called the ten, this vessel called the ten, which expands our perception of reality in such a way which is really compatible with the Creator. And it's not to be taken for granted. It's you can't understand it with simple logic. There is an upper, sublime connection going on between us.
Yeah. Gratitude. Gratitude for the Creator taking care of us and that there is a Creator. And we should always be grateful for everything that we're receiving and for the special treatment, personal treatment that we're getting. And or for us to really be able to hold on to this preferable state.
I'm happy because we're together and we feel, at least in recent times, we really feel that the spiritual world is discovered together, and it's not a burden, it's a privilege.
Kabbalists teach us that the Creator is good and benevolent. And if we're a part of the Creator system, then we have to be joyous for receiving good and benevolence, and we should be even happier because we're developing connection with the system, trying to become like the good and benevolent. So we should be very happy.
We need to be happy because of the work that we've received, to give thanks for the fact that this is the work that we've received, this is the opportunity, and for the conditions which we have in order to do this work.
I think we should be joyous for reading this passage we just read, that we have the ability to read, to feel all these passages, that what our teacher teaches us, that all day we can suckle on these things that he tells us, create some kind of a perspective for life. There's a lot what to be grateful for.
Sometimes we read some excerpt like that, and the coin drops, and you say, God, a person can live a whole life without this coin dropping, this penny dropping. Life can just pass you by.
Since our work is renewed every moment, you can't say about something that happened in the past, because everything that happened in the past was done by the Creator.
Yes, and even when He sends us these complete states, they're always composed of two opposites. They're always complex states. There's something to work with.
Yeah. And we learn how to be tied to the Creator. There is nothing greater. And how to do it truthfully. In a way that's not just one line, but that takes everything together into consideration very realistically, I think. Well, I don't have the words to thankful enough.
And just to be grateful for being allowed to feel. Well, now we're studying about above reason. We've studied about the concept of above reason for so many years, and now it sounds completely different.
Next question.
Friends, let's move to the next workshop question. How do we create this joy between us? Again, how do we create this joy between us?
We have to use the few minutes that we have left till the end of the lesson in order to make an even greater effort to get closer to each other, to enter the lesson together, to hold on to this thought all throughout the lesson, and this is what the joy will come from.
And internally, I need to be in a prayer for the friends so that they remember the spirit of the workshop, and joy will erupt from them. And externally, I can give an example of seriousness and joy in the path, during the study and in everything.
There is one thing common for all of us, for which we got together for, which is to reveal the Creator, and I'm sure that all the friends will be happy to remember this and get the greatness of the Creator as a result. And the fact that we're here talking about it, this already.
We
have to pray to the Creator, I'm telling you seriously. The Ten prays together for a few minutes and asks for what it thinks is important for them to receive. What's important for them is to receive these discernments and feel these things and receive strength for it. Return to the Creator, sit together for a few minutes and pray, each one quietly by himself. This is very important.